Eva Maria Vesbrook sings the title role. We'll be live at the Met at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and that means that Jazz Record Requests follows Opera on Three at 7:45 this evening. Well, that's all to come, but with the time now at 1 o'clock, let me bring you a summary of the BBC's news this lunchtime. David Cameron, who's been facing questions over his leadership and accusations of government U-turns, has sought to rally Conservatives at the party's annual spring conference. Mr Cameron urged restive Tories to focus their energies on fighting Labour, as he insisted that he was sticking to traditional Conservative values. A Tory activist and a former parliamentary candidate has announced that she's defecting to the UK Independence Party. Victoria Ayling, who stood in Grimsby in 2010, told David Cameron of her decision today. The government is to close a tax loophole that allows employment agencies to base their payroll services offshore and avoid paying national insurance. The scheme is thought to be costing the UK £100 million a year. A primary school teacher in York has been charged with more than 20 offences against children. The 31-year-old man appeared in court yesterday. The former Health Secretary, Andy Burnham, has insisted he did act on the warnings of a government adviser about high mortality rates in some of Britain's hospitals. Professor Brian Jarman, who's the director of the Dr. Foster Research Unit at Imperial College in London, had claimed that the deaths of at least 20,000 people may have been prevented if his comments had been acted on more quickly. Pope Francis has told an audience with journalists that the church should be poor and should remember its mission is to serve the poor. He also said he chose to be named after St. Francis of Assisi after a cardinal told him not to forget the poor. A special commemorative event has been taking place in the centre of Warrington in Cheshire to mark the 20th anniversary of an IRA bomb attack which killed two young boys. Jonathan Ball, who was three, died instantly, and 12-year-old Tim Parry died of his injuries 5 days after the bombing. The weather for this afternoon, there'll be some snow in northern England and Scotland, which could cause disruption. Rain and strong winds across southern and eastern England will slowly clear eastwards. Elsewhere, it'll be brighter, but with some rain. Tonight, wintry showers will continue. Clear spells in between, though, the showers, meaning that there's a risk of frost and ice by the morning. And that's the BBC News and the weather. In an hour from now, the actor and director Philip Franks presents the first of two programmes featuring music written specially for the theatre. In Saturday Classics, that's at 2. But first, the Early Music Show with Catherine Bott.
Hello. This Baroque spring weekend, the Early Music Show is in celebration mode for an Italian musician whose compositions for church, court and theatre are so varied, so pioneering and so emotionally and spiritually engaging that I'm tempted to call him a Renaissance man. Well, he was born in 1567, so by training and upbringing he was absolutely steeped in the glories of Renaissance polyphony. But in the works for which we remember him, his madrigals, his three operas and his sacred music, Claudio Monteverdi built on that heritage to create an entirely modern expressive language. Now it's hard to imagine our listening life without this mighty, moving masterpiece from 1610. There are whole programmes to be made about its origins, its liturgical context, and then there's the vexed question of pitch. But just for today, I want to bend the rules and fill the programme with music, playing substantial excerpts from contrasting recorded interpretations. The four names in our frame are Saval, Pickett, MacCreesh, and, to begin and end, Gardner. John Eliot Gardner founded his Monteverdi Choir back in 1964, and the first time they performed the Vespro della Beata Vergine, to give the Vespers their full Italian title, at the Proms, was in 1968, more recently in 2010. In between, they've recorded the work twice. We're going to have two visits to the first 1975 recording today. Modern instruments and a cast list of operatic soloists, a thrilling sound. Here's the opening verse and response. Deus in adiutorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. O God, make speed to save me. O Lord, make haste to help me.
Deus in adiutorium meum intende.
the opening of Monteverdi's Marian Vespers of 1610, performed by the Monteverdi Choir and Orchestra and the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble, conducted by John Elliott Gardiner, from the recording made in 1975. More on the vocal soloists before the last music in the programme. There's a widely held view that Monteverdi may have intended the Vespers as a sort of showreel, Buongiorno St. Mark's Venice, hire me, rather than for any particular occasion in the church calendar. So there are many different styles of writing throughout the work. Here's Jordi Savall's interpretation of the dance-like, soloistic setting of Psalm 112, Laudate Pueri, Praise the Lord, ye children. Jordi Savall directing La Capella Real de Catalunya and Coro del Centro Musica Antica di Padova in the Laudate Pueri from Monteverdi's Vespers. Along with the psalm settings for this hypothetical, perhaps, Vespers service, Monteverdi included the hymn to the Virgin, Ave Maris Stella, Hail Star of the Sea. Each verse is marked for different combinations of voices, and in between, the instrumental ritornello is played by strings and brass alternately. Philip Pickett directs the New London Consort.
Oh.
Contributing to the New London Consort's performance of the hymn Ave Maris Stella were the singers, from the bass line up for a change, Michael George and Simon Grant, Andrew King and John Mark Ainsley, Christopher Robson, Tessa Bonner and Catherine Bott. I don't often play my own recordings on the Early Music Show, but I never pass up a chance to recall the transparent clarity of Tessa Bonner's voice. You're listening to the Early Music Show with me, Catherine Bott, today simply celebrating the power of Monteverdi's Vespers of 1610, because the Baroque spring season couldn't possibly leave them out. And talking of leaving things out, studied through the psalm settings in the Vespers are solo motets, which Monteverdi called concertos. How to choose just one? This is the Audi Coelum. Hear my words, O ye heavens.
Introduxit honem vita.
Charles Daniels singing the concerto Audi Coelum from the Monteverdi Vespers with an unnamed fellow tenor as his echo and the Gabrieli consort and players directed by Paul McCreesh. And finally, not just in the Vespers, but also in today's programme, the Grand Magnificat. We're returning to John Elliott Gardiner's 1975 recording for this, and I promised you the list of his soloists, joined by the Monteverdi Choir and Orchestra and the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble. Jill Gomez and Felicity Palmer, Robert Teer and Philip Langridge, John Shirley Quirk and Michael Rippon.
Thank you.
The Magnificat from the Monteverdi Vespers, ending today's early music show's celebratory dip into his genius. There's a consensus now that the Magnificat should be performed in a lower key, but I've always been an old-fashioned girl, and I still like singing those high G's. Discuss. Monteverdi Opera in tomorrow's show. Goodbye for now.
The Early Music Show was presented by Catherine Bott. You're listening to BBC Radio 3. And it's time now for Saturday Classics, presented today by the actor and director, Philip Franks.
Hello, and welcome to the first of my two programmes. I'm going to be playing you a selection of music written for the theatre. Not opera, not musicals, not film scores, but pieces written to accompany particular stage plays. I've loved the theatre since I was taken, as a horribly precocious six-year-old, to see The Tempest at Stratford, so I like to think of these programmes as an extended thank-you letter. We're going to go, roughly, chronologically by play, not by composer, and we're going to start where all Western drama starts, with the Greeks.